کش گذارم ارشاد کرد. مکر هم سرچشمه این مکر هاست، قلب بین اسفعین کبری هاست. آن که سازد در دلت مکر و قیاس، آتشی داند زدن اندر پلاس. در بزید خود رزده.
A very emotional, complicated explanation for a simple act. You remember the simple act. There is the king. Means what? Means someone who thinks that everything is his. So, hear that someone else has a good horse. We say, go and get it. How? Fighting? He sent an army and they did all those stuff you remember. The guy said, what do you want? A horse, the horse, get out of here. They brought the horse to the king. Then what happened? This was just the beginning. The main part of the story is Imad al-Mulk. Means, what does it mean, Imad al-Mulk? The pillar of the country. That's what the name is, and he plays with that. He will say, okay, this is the pillar of the country, so he is the advisor to the king, because he's not selfish. He thinks about the people. He is the pillar of the country. He should think about the other people. This is the good guy. The king is a bad guy, right? Then what? Then the king will look at the horse and, isn't it a fantastic horse? The modern world will turn around and say, yes, it is. It is very fast and it's strange, but that head, because its head looks like the head of a cow. That's when the story starts. It was all prepared for this, that when you think you like something, somebody could change it just to change your imagination, because you are the slave of your imagination. This is the point. You are living in slavery. When everybody will say, wow, this is very nice, what do you say? You think that it is very nice. I have seen a lot of people admiring in Europe these special kind of cars, like Lamborghini. And I know a lot of people that they don't understand anything from the car, and you could give them whatever in the name of, this is Lamborghini. I mean, they don't have even the intelligence to read the labels. They say, oh yes, it is nice. That will happen to you too. And it's more than that. I'm bringing the example of the car and something that you could touch. The main thing is, what is really provoking your imagination? What is it? Where does it come from? nobody ever claimed that he knows the source of old imagination. And maybe you haven't heard enough about imagination. I did. Whoever goes to the school of art, art is imagination. Art is creating something that didn't exist and nobody thought about it. That's what the art is. Imagination, right? What provokes the imagination? If you succeed to change your idea about everything, how? One simple thing. Forget about me. The problem of the human being is me. Because me is the main stuff for all the living creatures we know. All the living creatures, they protect me, and they want to have more to protect more me. Me. Right? What is the exception? Yeah. What is the exception? I told you. One thing. You think that the dog thinks? Yes? What do you mean by thinking? How do you think? Come on, confess. How do you think? You talk. You don't think. That thinking in animal is different. You talk. Even when you're alone and you are thinking about no matter what, you are talking. Why? That's the similarity we have. We all think. How? In a common language and way of thinking. That's how we are like this. Because I could give my thinking to you. Dogs, they bark. That's not talking. They don't do that to each other. Human beings, we are a part of we. Before the language, we were just like the animals. Language came and connected us. Do you get it, what I'm talking about? What is connecting us now? No animal will do this. We are together to do what? To listen to the dead guy. A couple of hundred years ago he died, right? But no, he is here with us. Which part of him? His thought is here. We are transformed to be mainly our thought. Because that's where we will grab the new information. How much do you know? Compare yourself with Aristoteles. Yeah. He was the best philosopher, blah, 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 all of that. Stupid guy who didn't understand what galaxy means. And he was sure that he was the reproduction of God on the earth. That was Aristotle's. A stupid guy who doesn't wash his hands. Never. Where did you get it? That's what it is. We are connected to each other, therefore one of us could meditate in the sky. Yeah. The Canadian guy was playing guitar and meditating out there. And it's a normal stuff. Nobody was surprised. No. Because we know about the galaxies, we know about what we don't know. We know about dark matter, dark energy, black hole, which was more than 95% of existence. We know we don't understand this yet. Yet. Could you say we will never know? We are in a moment of the history which was never like this. We know that 10 years from now, whatever we know is silly. We will discover 20 years ago means what? 20 years ago means I was 56 years old. And nobody knew about DNA. They will find a cadaver somebody killed. They don't take it's that blood which is around to identify the killer. They couldn't. Because we didn't know what's DNA. What's DNA? Is it important, DNA? DNA is the formula which made you. And we didn't know it. This is how it goes. But in all this process, you are the slave of your imagination. Because whatever is given to you, you mix it with that. And you could have hallucination and a lot of complication of it. But if you separate it, the animal feeling and the human culture, if you come to the second one, open your eyes and see the real truth. That's what this story was. Yes. He made the king not to like the horse, give it back and blah blah. To say what at the end? To say, okay, here a modern work, play the trick, right? Is it good or bad? The tricks are not always bad, it depends. Who is tricking who? And we believe that there is a source, general source, which is tricking us. Am I right? You cannot say anything because you don't know Michelangelo Buonarroti. But I do. I know a person who will jump on a stone and say,
Ah,